This is the Truth Network.
We are going a long way today. We're going all the way to Sudan. That's right. We're going to the other side of the world. I have gotten on an airplane. True story. I have gotten an airplane with the likes of this cat right here, Ed Lyons. If your last name is Lyons, you've been to Africa, right, Ed?
That's right. You should be working in Africa.
Yeah. Oh, you say that in the mic there. Yep.
Yeah, you should be working in Africa. Okay. Your last name's Lyons.
Last name's Lyons. And so he's an amazing man of God with a ministry. Drove all the way down, goodness, from Northern Virginia, right?
Right. Yeah, about four hours.
So we're on Instagram Live. So I'm holding my camera. I got Dwayne, the broken glasses cameraman in here. And I'm in the studio. What a great time this is. And I got Costas Hodges. What's up, Costas? What's up, JMP, John Perry, my man, Truth Warrior intern alum. And I got Ed Lyons here. These guys are on Instagram. Follow me there. You can go on our live video. Ed, God's moving in the Sudan. These people are on fire for Jesus. There's one major serious issue is there's a lot of religious persecution. Can you talk a little bit about that and tell everyone what's happening? Give us an update. And then we're going to tell everyone how they can help, how they can actually build a hospital.
Go to Medina Song, watch the video, build a hospital, save a life.
But imagine your wife or your mom is out giving birth to your sibling or to you, and she's giving birth under a tree, so there's shade, and the IV's hanging on a tree branch. Yep, that's exactly how it's like for the women in the Nuba Mounts of the Sudan. The largest concentrated Christian area in the Sudan that's also the most bombed because they're Christians, it's impossible. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah,
just to give birth, and it's the environment's not sterile, and women are dying in childbirth, and their babies are dying. So we're building a hospital. Ed, tell everyone what the Persecution Project is doing about this, and how you're partnering with us on this program today to get people to call in to donate $100 or go to the website Medina's Song, that's two S's, .com. Watch this video; it'll blow you away. We're gonna play clips of her song, but Ed, talk about what you're doing about this.
Well, you know, the Bible tells us women are going to have pain in childbirth, but you know, over there, man, some of the women are dying in childbirth, and it's very primitive living. There's not any infrastructure, no electricity, no paved roads, so we're helping build the hospital. It's a life-giving hospital for the women. I was there in April of this year. And I saw women there with their young babies, probably 2 years old and under. They were there for a well baby checkup and just waiting for Dr. Ahmed to come look at their children. And they were all underneath a tree. They didn't have any shade, didn't have any cover besides this tree. And so we decided we're going to help them build a maternity ward. And we've progressed. We're in phase two. We want to put on the doors now. We want to put on the drywall stuff. We want to get the tiles down. You know, we've put up the roof. We put the foundation, the walls, the electricity, the solar panels. We're moving along, but we need your help to complete it so that these women have some safe place to give birth to their children.
Wow. So I'm grateful for Ed Lyons, my friend. I was over in Sudan with him and a bunch of guys. An awesome team. And we were in the Darfur region
at
the time, where it was really deadly. A genocide was going on at the time.
Yes. So
we were around genocide victims, little kids that had seen, sadly, their parents killed, in some cases right in front of them.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And so now we're focusing on the Nuba Mountains, where there's all these women who are getting pregnant. Yeah. But there's no place to have their baby.
Right.
So, yes, we want to get them to the Lord. And, yes, we want to get them in a church and discipled. And we've got that ministry going. We want to get them Bibles. But if they can't, be born, safely, Ed, then that other stuff's kind of difficult, huh?
Yeah, very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult. You got to save the young children, you know, and help these mothers have their children.
So, awesome.
Yeah, go to Medina Song. Watch the video. You'll be amazed. You know, we're focusing on Medina, this woman who is really radically changing her community. She's a Christian teacher in a school. She's advocate for the people. She's helping to help us build this hospital. I mean, she's got a great testimony, great story.
So it's real simple. Any of you can do this. Just go to this website, Medina's Song. I'm going to type it here in my comments on my Instagram, if I can. Medina's S-O-N-G. One of you who are on here. I'm not going to embarrass you, but you are so gracious. We were at lunch a week ago, and you donated right there.
thank you.
Dear brother,
I remember.
Christ, heard about, said, I'm going to do something for this. It's just cool. I mean, and honestly, the mountain doesn't matter. It's not yours anyway. It's the Lord's. But, if you're, of course, we're assuming you're giving to your church, you're supporting, that main ministry. But if the Lord's blessed you and you're able to do something, yeah. this is going to be huge because it's going to save lives.
Yeah, this really gentleman donated anonymously. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thanks for the anonymous donations for everyone that goes to that website. I'm going to say goodbye to my Instagram friends who are awesome and who are watching us. And we're going to we're on radio, so listen to us at on the local Truth Network radio station or any of the wonderful affiliates that carry the Steve Noble Show. And listen to us at truthnetwork.com, online streaming, and you can download the free app. So your smartphone is about to get smarter, right, Ed?
That's right.
But we're going to talk all hour long the plight of the people of Sudan. This is like the book of Acts. Like this is like the persecution of the church is intense, very intense over there. Additionally, what you have is you have people that are extremely industrious, like Medina.
Yeah.
She's not a beggar.
No.
It's hard. I love working. These people, Ed. Mm-hmm. They're so sweethearted and they're so gracious. And you go over there, it's like they want to serve and they want to do things for us.
Yeah.
They're not begging. Yeah. They're not wanting a handout. They're wanting help with obvious things. And so if you give them something like this maternity ward, they're going to use that to reach the rest of their country.
In fact, the local population, they're making all the bricks out of the clay. They're hand digging those bricks. They're putting them out in the sun, letting them dry, and they're using those to build the walls.
And we're trying to build a hospital over there. I'm Stu Epperson. With me is Ed Lyons of the Persecution Project Foundation, a dear man of God. They've this awesome program, everyone we're affiliated with is partnered with this ministry for a short period of time, just maybe another week or so, 2 weeks maybe, to try to raise money to build a hospital.
Yes.
How many hospitals, by the way, are in your neck of the woods, out there? You know?
You mean up in the Nuba? Yeah. Man, there's a handful. That's it.
So these people are maybe 20 miles away, 20 hours away.
Yeah.
Some towns, like the town I live in, has two or three places to give birth. And then there's smaller birth centers. You can do home births. Yeah. There's all this medical. But in the Nuba Mountains, that's not an option.
No. People walk days to get to these hospitals. Yeah. Even the one that's being constructed by Dr. Ahmed. The one we're helping construct, they're walking from South Sudan for days to get to it.
Just have a safe place where mom can give birth to her baby. And so it's a very simple task. What we're inviting listeners to do, the Persecution Project Foundation is a 501c3 ministry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every penny that goes in is tax deductible, and every penny is going toward building a hospital.
Right.
You got to see the video. You heard a little bit. You heard about 45 seconds of this 13-minute video, 12, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
That's called Medina's Song, and that's the name of the website, medinasong.com. Real easy, medinasong.com. But Ed Lyons, the importance of seeing that video, just tell people what they will see. And, I mean, have a Kleenex box handy because we saw it over lunch with Brad Phillips a couple months ago. And
I like how Medina said she uses her songs to fight for her, and that's what she's doing. She's helping encourage people through her music. Some people listening right now might not understand what an Antonov is, because she's saying, what do you do, children, when you see the Antonov coming? Antonov is a big Russian cargo plane, and the North Sudan government has numerous Antonovs at their disposal. And they were for many years flying over these villages in the Nuba, targeting population centers, the marketplaces, targeting hospitals,
schools, kids. If there's a school or a hospital, they're going to drop a bomb on it.
And churches.
And churches. And it's like the places where we would think we're safe, you call out sanctuary, are absolutely being killed, shellacked by these bombs.
Yeah.
And Christians are being persecuted. The radical Muslim regime that is very Arabic influence. They hate the Christians. They even hate the African Muslims, weirdly enough. They're trying to kind of purge them out of the culture, too.
Yeah.
But they're coming in, dropping these bombs. And so what you have is you have a whole population area that needs a hospital.
Yeah. 70% of the population there, which is about 1.5 million, are Muslim, 30% are Christian. So you've got that percentage. Dr. Ahmed, who's helping build this hospital, was in a marketplace having coffee or tea in this one area when an Antonov came over in 2016 and dropped bombs. And there were ladies in that same coffee house and then the owner, and they all ran and jumped in a foxhole outside.
And the man and Dr. Ahmed, didn't they kind of try to lay across long ways to cover the women to protect them?
Right, right. When the bomb hit pretty close to that foxhole, and because of the a concussive effect of the bomb hitting the ground, these two men, their bodies came up over the level of the ground. So they were exposed, and shrapnel got both of them. Dr. Ahmed suffered 17 shrapnel wounds. And here's the interesting twist and how it brings us back to Medina's Song. Dr. Ahmed, once he realized he wasn't mortally wounded, he got ready to go back to the hospital because he knew other people were going to have to be treated. And when he gets there, he realizes six women had miscarried because of that one bombing. Mm-hmm. Six pregnant women miscarried because of the trauma of the bombing.
So yes. People might think, well, why are we building a hospital in the middle of a war zone? Well, it's died down a little bit, the bombing has,
it has.
Area where we're trying to... The maternity ward's under construction.
Yes.
We just got to finish this thing.
We do. Yeah, and tell others about it. You know, tell some of your friends, especially doctors, nurses, anybody that's interested in medical issues. Tell them to go, medinasong.com. Watch the video, save a life.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. So, Ed, I can't bear to watch anymore. I got to push pause on this. But what you're hearing is the clamor and the chaos from a bomb dropped by an Antonov Russian plane. Somehow the radicals in the northern of Sudan, the government, they've been absolutely attacking any vestige of Christian population. And the most concentrated population of Christians in the Sudan are in the Nuba Mountains. And fascinating, Brad explained this to me. These are the people, ever heard of the Ethiopian eunuch, right? They came over. From, you know, Ethiopian eunuch converted by Philip, you know, brought to the Lord by Philip. And what a great story in Acts chapter 9, I believe. And then suddenly you have going back to the northern Egypt, which Egypt was a huge, swath of land at the time. It encompassed Ethiopia, it encompassed Sudan. And the Nubia people came to Christ at a growing, one of the early Christian populations there in Africa, and they migrated to the Nuba Mountains, the Nubia people, and hence you have this real solid, just bulwark of believers that are meeting there and worshiping in churches but under all kinds of attack because they're hated by the radicals. And for centuries they've been attacked and they've been in battle. Yeah. And now they have some pretty wealthy Western brothers and sisters in Christ, right, Ed Lyons?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there for a worship service on a Sunday when the government of North Sudan's armed forces on the other side of the mountain started lobbing artillery shells in our area. Went on for an entire hour from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I was next to the pastor. I asked him, I said, does this happen every Sunday? And he said, yes. They know when we worship, they try to disrupt our worship service. And then at 11, they shot 40 of them. Then at 11 a.m., they stopped. And I turned to the same pastor and I said, what do we do now? He pointed out in the middle underneath a tree and he said, we go out there and we worship. And 150 people showed up that morning.
See, that will definitely alter the way you sing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Knowing that these people are singing and worshiping Jesus, they may just meet him and be with him.
No assurance right there that they weren't going to start artillery shells again, you know, except that God was with us. So,
God was with you, and he's with these dear souls. And we are trying. I'm Stu Epperson, in for my pal Steve Noble, and we are trying to help these people build a hospital.
Yes.
It sounds simple. It's common. You probably passed three or four hospitals on your way into where you were going today.
Yeah.
Ed Lyons, most of us have a relationship with a hospital. Being a basketball player, I have maybe a few more visits
than you'd like.
that I should have going, but with stitches and appointments and challenges. But imagine not even having one. And imagine not even having one to give. This is an epic moment. One of the most dangerous events in a woman's health is giving birth to a baby. It's a zenith of their life, you know, to be able to pass on life. It's a powerful thing. It's a God-given blessing. Thank God for women. Thank God for moms.
Yeah.
Thank God for life, right? But what if there's no hospital and they don't have one in this area of the Nuba Mountains? The Persecution Project Foundation summarize this whole Medina Song campaign for everyone listening, because the people listening can do something about it right now. Like, this is real and this is tangible, and we're asking you to step outside of your life, and you've got so much going on, you've challenges, but one of your challenges isn't being born and being bitten by a deadly venomous snake and your mom has the IV drip hanging on a tree limb. That's not one of our challenges here in the West, right, Ed?
Yeah, we don't understand what it's like there to be in Sudan. So go to MedinaSong.com. Watch this video. You're going to see what it's like for a woman in the Nuba Mountains, what she faces on a daily basis, you know, what the struggles are. And add to that the fact that the government of North Sudan is against this region and the people, the population, and the added struggles that that has. And then put yourself in their position and just see the courage of this woman. I think you're going to be moved. If you go to that website, you're going to be moved to get involved, to help, you know, the women.
And you can help at any level.
Yeah, any level.
You can give $100, you can give $1,000, you can give $10,000, you can give $100. I mean, every bit is going to go. We were trying to get to $86,000. Mm-hmm. If we could get to $10,000, just $10,000, if that number would just go to $10,000. Right now, it's at about $2,500, Ed.
Yep.
If someone just go in and give $100, give $5, just even someone giving would stimulate other people to give.
Yes.
MedinaSong.com. MedinaSong.com. It's at truthnetwork.com. There's a big link there. You send that link, forward that link to everybody, email that link. Use social media. Let's build this hospital.
Yep.
Let's give life to women. And it all starts watching this video, because when you see the video, it'll wreck you. I mean, they made, before the Persecution Project said, before you even came on this radio with us to talk about this on the, you know, and all of our wonderful hosts that are promoting this, from Steve Noble, all these guys, you made us watch the video.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you did. Now, I kind of wish I didn't have to watch it while I'm eating barbecue at a downtown Winston-Salem barbecue joint.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was very healthy for me to see what's going on and to prioritize. You know, my life, and you know, I'm not going to get arrested. I'm not going to get bombed because I love Jesus.
Right.
But not so the plight of our brethren and sisters in Christ in the Sudan, correct?
Yeah, government of North Sudan is responsible for over 3 million deaths since 1989. I mean, just put that in perspective, 3 million of their own population. And it's been in various areas, South Sudan, majority of it, Darfur, now the Nuba Mountains, Blue Nile State. It's just a regime that is bent on destruction, really. And so this is a great opportunity. Encourage these believers. Build their faith up by partnering with them so that they know they're not forgotten. Mm. You know, that the church in the West remembers what they're going through.
Yeah.
And so, that we're praying for them. Let's pray for them.
Yep. Hebrews 13, remember those who are imprisoned, you know, and that could also include those who are embattled for their faith.
Yeah. Dr. Ahmed, you know, he had an opportunity. He got a scholarship. He's a very bright man, and got a scholarship to go away, earn, you know, study somewhere else. He chose to stay because he's a Nuba. He's from that region. He says, look, this is my land. These are my people.
Wow.
And you know why they're coming to this hospital for days walking? There is no cost. Mm. They can come there and be treated for no cost.
That's pretty amazing. And there's also nowhere else to go.
There's nowhere else to go.
And so it's either die or go, and they don't drive, they walk. And and these are people who are industrious, gracious people. I was there with them, you know, in Darfur.
Yep.
The Sudanese there, the Dinka tribe, and all these wonderful folks.
Hard workers.
Oh, my. Very industrious, very good with all this stuff, and very good with cattle and living on the land.
And they grow their food.
So, but this is the Sudan. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Ed Lyons with the Persecution Project Foundation. Mm-hmm. Ed, what would you say the mission of the ministry is? Just to give folks a context that maybe haven't met you before or heard about this great ministry.
I mean, our mission is active compassion for the persecuted. You know, Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the suffering of the people, that they were people scattered like sheep without a shepherd, you know. We want to be like that. We want to be followers of Jesus. So we want to be actively engaged on the ground, showing compassion to the people who are persecuted for their Christian faith. And that's everything we do has a discipleship and evangelistic component to it. So even at this Nuba hospital we're building, helping to build, we have a discipleship program. We have a chaplaincy program. So we have pastors coming in, and they're ministering to the patients. They're ministering to the staff. They're going in weekly.
Mm. And so it's really caring for the soul.
It is.
But if you're a mom and you have no sterile environment to give birth to your baby.
Yes, right.
And it's rough and it's out there in the wild.
Yeah.
You may not have a living baby to bring up in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
So we're ministering physically also.
So it's wonderful. Yeah, so we're building a hospital. We're providing, you know, basic stuff, basic My daughter, my precious daughter Hope, was born. Yeah. My wife had to go on antibiotics, you know, because there's infection in a safe level 4 hospital.
Yeah.
In Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
There's still all kinds of things that can go wrong. This is a traumatic event, you know, the birth of a baby. And imagine just being out in the rough where it's crazy and bombs are dropping and it's just a unsterile situation. Yeah. But God's using the Persecution Project.
He is.
Medina's calling us. She's singing to us, right, Ed?
And we're partnering with you, listeners,
yes,
to bring Christ and his healing to the people of the Nuba Mountains.
Thousands of miles away.
So I need you to stand up and demonstrate the way you are running to the bush. Yeah? When Antonov comes, you run, okay? Stand up. Antonov is coming. Very good. You are finished.
This wall broke everything.
Everywhere you can just hear boom, boom, boom. Ah. Where are we going? Sabri!
But this land, it's for the Nuba. And it will not break easily. So now, because I'm not a soldier, I use the songs to fight for me.
Morning, our topic today is use of arms and hands.
So that is the voice of Medina, and there's a whole lot going on there. Ed Lyons, you're with the Persecution Project Foundation. I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm honored to be able to stand and speak for women in the Sudan who have no voice.
Yeah, amen.
And they're beaten, they're challenged, they're bombed, and their husbands just want to be able to take them to a hospital to have their babies, and they want to be able to give them good medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something we might take for granted here in America, but in the Sudan and the Nuba Mountains, in this area where Persecution Project Foundation is trying desperately to build a hospital, Ed, there is no hospital in this area.
Right.
And so it's very dangerous. So you guys have started doing this, and so many radio stations across the country and talk show hosts like Steve Noble, Michael Brown, other godly voices are doing messaging. Matt Slick, you know, Robbie Dillmore, myself. We're trying to tell people, hey, listen, help us build this hospital.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the nearest hospital outside of this one is a few days' drive away. And there aren't any cars, basically, and there's no roads. So imagine walking. If you're deathly ill, imagine walking for days to try to get to a hospital.
Or you're going into labor.
Or labor. I've been on the recipient end of a bombing there, and you can hear the Antonov coming. You know, it's got a slow sound to it. And then the people there are used to it, and they'll stop and look up. But when the sound changes, it makes a sound when the tailgate's lowered in this cargo plane, and the people know it. When that sound of that plane changes, they know the bombs are going to be dropped. And so then they run for the foxholes. They run for the caves. And so that's what we found ourselves in 2015. Antonov flew over, and we had to run to a cave. And the bombs landed a quarter mile away from us and shook the ground. But there are so many victims, and those victims have to go to hospitals and receive medical care. And if there isn't a hospital, they can't get it. And a lot of these women who are pregnant, they miscarry and they suffer as a result. So we are helping through Medina's song to build this maternity ward.
Yeah, and honestly, rather than two passionate pleas of these two men on the radio you're hearing right now, if you just watch this video.
Yeah.
If you go to the website,
MedinaSong.com,
MedinaSong.com. But these people are so gracious, and they're Christians. They love the Lord. And they just are like, hey, can you help us? You know, we want to raise a godly generation to reach the rest of Africa.
You know, this video would be very good for small groups. If you have a small group meeting, prayer time, whatever, show this 13-minute video or even church service, that trailer that's just a little over a minute long. You know, be a voice for those who don't have a voice.
Ed, how is working in the Sudan, working with these Christians who are suffering, being persecuted, how has that changed your life? Tell us about that. Because you and I have been friends for a long time, and you're one of the people, you're one of my heroes. You go over there, you've taken your family, your wife has had all kinds of health issues. She's made some amazing music. Goodness gracious. She's got this beautiful voice, but the Lord's doing a lot in your family, And but you've seen the overflow from the Sudan work, huh?
I'm so encouraged by the faith of the Sudanese. You know, they are sold out. These pastors will walk miles to have a chance to share the gospel with another village. Mm. And they'll reach out to the prisoners of war who were attacking them. They'll go and visit them and share the gospel.
Wow.
And then they're willing to go to this hospital and minister as a chaplain.
They want it built so they can build the chaplaincy program.
Yeah.
So they can dedicate these babies to Christ and make sure they get in a good church and disciple them.
Oh, my goodness.
So they can lead their country to Christ. Yeah. It was fascinating. I was over there, and the Christians I met, and I'm all about doctrinal purity. I mean, you know, it was not called the Truth Network for nothing. We believe in that, absolutely. But when I got over there, these dear brothers and sisters in Christ, they weren't like, okay, are you Calvinist? Are you dispensationalist? Are you pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, whatever? No, they were like, oh, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You love Jesus, and they'd hug me. I don't even know these people. They'd say, we love you. Praise God for you. You were amazing. They thought, I mean, it was like I was the president. It was like I was Barack Obama, or I was LeBron James, or I was some famous celebrity. And who I am, I'm a nobody. You know, in that campaign, we were helping drill wells. Yep. So people, and if you ever come to our world headquarters, the Truth Network, we got all these pictures of the water they were drinking beforehand. It's really tragic.
Yeah.
And these people were dying. We saw little kids taking an empty Coke bottle and filling up with nasty
dirty water.
I wouldn't let my kids wash their feet in that.
Right.
And this is how they were living. And so God was good. We drilled wells. We saved lives. The Lord did some things, and it led to Muslim evangelism because the Muslim had a drink too.
You're right.
So they're coming to the same wells to drink, and the Christians are like, instead of saying, you killed my family, we're going to kill you, they said, no, come worship with us.
Yeah.
Do you know about our Jesus? And they opened the scriptures. Pastor Tito, remember, and Mahmoud, all these guys.
Yep. Medina. Medina's a Christian teacher at a Christian school, but she also helps us at Persecution Project do our ministry to the women because we have these hygiene kits that we give to women so that they can be out worshiping the entire month, going to school the entire month, working in the fields the entire month, going to the wells that we repair the entire month. So she's ministering to women, she's ministering to children, and just a strong Christian woman.
So this woman of God is calling us all out, and she's saying, hey, look it, come help us. Do whatever you can.
Right.
If you can't go 20,000 miles like Ed does all the time, like they're trying to get me to go back, right?
And I'd
love to go. If you can't, you know, physically do that, get a visa, whatever, you can give. God's given you whatever. If you can't give, you can pray.
Yeah.
Take a second and pray. And don't, it's not up to our clever conniving to tell you how much to give. Ask God that question. It's his money anyway. Maybe some of you just came into some money from an estate or something you didn't. Well, that's why you had that little extra bit of cash to give to this. And watch it come back to you. And I'm not talking name and claim it, but there's a power in giving. God so loved the world, he gave. And when we give, we are engaging in something godly, something divine, something bigger than us, like serving.
Yeah.
And so please help these people.
Yeah.
Watch the video, build a hospital, give life to women. We can do something about it. The poorest American is the wealthiest Sudanese, correct, Ed?
Correct, right. You know, we're also delivering medicine. We've been responsible for delivering 80% of the medicine there in the Nuba Mountains over the past 3 or 4 years.
That is so cool.
So a lot of this medicine goes to this hospital, Dr. Ahmed's
hospital. Ministry we're talking with is Ed Lyons. He's with the Persecution Project Foundation, no stranger to this program, to all the wonderful stations that carry this from all over the place, the podcast, everyone that's going to carry this content. But they work collaboratively with Samaritan's Purse, with Open Eyes, Samaritan's Feet. You know, our awesome friend Manny Ohami, he says, hey, I need these thousand pairs of shoes to go over there. We take them. 80% of Africans don't have footwear. And there's thousands will die this month from foot-borne diseases, water-borne diseases. And women will die giving birth because they don't have a hospital. And that's specifically what we're calling you today. To watch this video, medinasong.com, medinasong.com. Click on the link. Watch the video. Build a hospital that's already being built, but we need your help to get this thing finished. Save lives. Give life to women. Ed, what's your challenge to everyone out there? Just generally even, not even much on the financial. I mean, that God takes care of that part. But your general challenge on loving and praying for and supporting our Christian brothers and sisters who are being intensely persecuted and even executed, bombed for their faith. What's your word?
I would say my word today is a word that I need to hear myself, and that is walk in faith. You know, it is all about the faith. What is God asking you to do in faith? Maybe it's give to this campaign. Maybe it's to help these women walk in faith You may not feel like you have any money to give, but God will bless the efforts that you give in faith. But maybe it's another thing. Maybe it's praying, you know. Walk in faith. Build up your prayer support for these people. Remember them daily. Just remember to pray for them, for their protection, for their provision, for their faith, for their encouragement, you know, for Dr. Ahmed, who daily, if you see a picture of this man, he's really tall. He's very thin. He lives for the hospital. He lives for the care of these people.
And what's even crazy, you want your mind to get blown? Guess how many patients he sees every month. Now, how many doctors see 3,000 patients a month?
Yeah.
Now, it's not 3,000 operations, but he sees 3,000 patients.
Right.
With a paltry staff. Yeah. Under-resourced.
And he does the surgery.
And he does the surgeries, and the maternity ward is not even built. And we need to build it so these women can give birth to these babies, and we can raise up this next generation to love Jesus. Ed Lyons, thank you for being on the Persecution Project Foundation.
Yeah, thank you, Stu.
MedinasSong.com. Is there an 800 number to PPF they can call? Or
888-201-5245.
That's pretty good. Repeat that, will you?
888-201-5245. 201-5245.
Awesome. Medina Song, MedinasSong.com. Watch the video, build a hospital, give life to women. God bless you, Ed, and pray for the persecuted church in our world.